Wednesday, everyone. Welcome in to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. We have got a fun episode for you today. Fun on many levels because, a week from today, we will be playing Conference USA title basketball in Huntsville, Alabama. So we will be talking about the scenarios left for the rest of the season to decide how the bracket will play out this upcoming Saturday. And let me tell you, it is interesting on both the men's and women's side. So we're super excited to talk about that and get into that. But before we do, I do want to give a special shout out to some CUSA baseball for a second. We have two teams in particular who are just absolutely tearing things up on the diamond right now. And those two teams are 12-0 Louisiana Tech and 11-1 DBU. So obviously Louisiana Tech coming out of the gate hot, 12-0. There's a little stat that could be broken tonight, but I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to jinx anything. Just stay tuned to some Louisiana Tech baseball this evening. And then DBU, 11-1, not just 11-1 on like playing, you know, your run of the mill teams. They're 11-1. They have a SEC win. They have several Big 12 wins. They are beating some of the best teams in the country right now. And they are a team you've got to look out for. And their one loss, by the way, is to nationally ranked Indiana. So they won the Frisco Classic this past weekend. Louisiana Tech won their tournament as well. You guys need to be tuning into some CUSA baseball because it is fun stuff. All right. I just wanted to give you guys that note off the top. Let's talk about some CUSA hoops. I've got three special co-hosts joining me today. Josh Yonas is back, director of communications, and he covers all of the things on the men's basketball side. And we've got Eric Jones here as well, covering things on the women's basketball side. And a new guest for you all. He's never appeared on the podcast yet, but maybe he will have a staying legacy here on CUSA Insider. Our associate commissioner for basketball, Clifton Douglas, is joining us today. So thanks to all three of you for being on. I am so excited to talk some hoops.
Yeah, excited to be here.
I will say I've never gotten an intro like that, Sarah, so I appreciate it. Hopefully you didn't oversell me.
I could never oversell you, Clifton. Let's talk about basketball, what we have left for the rest of the week. We'll get what we were joking around is the easier seeding scenario out of the way in the women's hoop side. But really, it's only easy after the one seed or before the one seed. The one seed's the easiest part here. Middle Tennessee obviously has already clinched the regular season. They will be the one seed on the women's hoop side. But 2 through 9, everybody, it's a toss-up. Eric, let's talk about that. And then Josh, Cliff, let's jump in wherever we can to help Eric out with this because it's nuts.
Right. And thank you, Sarah, again, for having me on. It's going to be all hands on deck here getting through these 9 seeds. Fortunately, we have 2 locked up already with Middle Tennessee back-to-back CUSA regular season champions. Middle Tennessee will be the one seed. With 2 games left to play, they are at Liberty this week and at home against Louisiana Tech to round things out. Looking for an undefeated campaign. The number 9 seed is also locked with Sam Houston. They will play Louisiana Tech this week and at Jacksonville State. But after that, it is a little bit all over the place. We have our 2 and 3 seed will be between FIU and Liberty, both sitting at 10-4 right now. Liberty has 2 home games to finish out the slate. FIU is 5-1 at home during CUSA play, hosting UTEP and New Mexico State this weekend. Realistically, I could see them winning both these games and, you know, locking up that 2 seed, but you never know with how hot Liberty is right now. Liberty is winners of 5 straight. They do host Middle Tennessee tonight. So big test for them. Obviously didn't go the way they wanted it to the last time in Murfreesboro, but they're at home. They're also 6-1 at home in CUSA play. So we'll see. And then they finish out this weekend on Saturday at WKU. So you never know what can happen between the 2 and 3 there, but gets a little bit tougher here, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Let's talk about that Liberty Middle Tennessee game this week a little bit. Liberty has the opportunity to snap a 14-0 streak for the Blue Raiders and give them a one in that loss column and ruin an undefeated season there. They've got a lot to play for. They're playing for the difference between that 2 and 3 seed, like what you were talking about. So let's dive into that game a little bit and talk about what that matchup looks like.
No, Sarah, those are two really well-coached programs. Liberty has had a really tough start to their season where they played a really strong schedule in non-conference. So it's good to see them playing with some confidence now late in the season. Like Eric mentioned earlier, 5 straight wins, and they are really playing with some momentum right now. And to be honest with you, not to say this is the case, I know that Middle Tennessee is a very well-coached team, but sometimes late in the season, once teams have clinched their spot in the tournament, and especially when you clinch that one seed, you can start to see some comfortability come back and bite you a little bit. So not sure if that's going to be the case, but that will definitely be a matchup to watch.
And I think too, with Middle, we say that, not necessarily they don't have anything to play for, but you look at that potential undefeated conference season. I mean, that's something they haven't done in their time in CUSA, even with how dominant they've been, and something that hasn't been done in a handful of years since Rice did it in 2019. So there's definitely still some hunger there on the Middle side that I think will keep them fueled.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that one. That is one that, people should tune into for sure as we finish out the week. And Eric, like you were mentioning, I mean, obviously, like that 4 through 7, it is crazy. You've got 4 teams sitting at 6 wins right now in La Tech, WKU, Jacksonville State, and UTEP, and then New Mexico State right behind them with 5 wins. And so a lot can happen in 2 games for sure to mix that up. Is there a matchup in there in that 4 through 7 spot that you're really looking at going into this weekend?
There's not a specific matchup, but I think, personally, WKU, Jack State, UTEP, and New Mexico State, all 4 of those schools only have 1 game left of the year. I want to only have 1 game left this week to decide, where they finish in the standings. Louisiana Tech, on the other hand, they have 2 games to maybe go and get that 8th win and, get themselves into that 4 seed. So obviously will be a tough task with Sam Houston and also Middle Tennessee, both on the road. So no easy task for Louisiana Tech, but I think they control their destiny into getting that 4 seed a little bit more than any of these other schools right now. Another kind of weird, quirky fact that I found out is all 5 of these schools that are sitting at 6 and 5 wins, none of them play each other this week, which is kind of wild to me. Louisiana Tech plays Sam Houston, Middle Tennessee, WKU plays Liberty, and so on. But yeah, they've all already played each other this year. So we'll see how that kind of shakes things out and if that'll be helpful for us or might make things more difficult. But I thought that was kind of a wild stat there.
Yeah, we've been joking in the office about how we here at the conference office scripted the entire season. I can tell you all, why would we do this to ourselves? Why on earth would we do this to ourselves? Wait till we get to the men's standings. Why would we do this? Cliff?
Because it's fun, right?
You pull the puppet strings?
Yeah. Always, yeah.
Look, if there were puppet strings, I definitely was not in control of them. So you have to do some research to figure out who concocted this.
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, the fact that none of those teams that you were mentioning, Eric, are playing each other to make these seeding scenarios just a tiny bit easier towards the end of the season is absolutely wild. Well, Eric, obviously 1 seed locked up with Middle Tennessee. And you mentioned that 2-3 spot between FIU and Liberty. We'll have to determine that after these weekend's games finish out. But if you could play puppeteer and you can make a prediction on who would be the 2 and who would be the 3 in this scenario, which way are you leaning based on the game they have left?
If I'm giving my prediction, I would probably have to lean towards FIU getting the 2 over. I think their route with 2 home games to end the year with UTEP and New Mexico State and how well they've played at home, I think they can lock that up by getting, go 2-0 this week. Liberty has a tough task against Middle Tennessee. I really look forward to watching that game this week. But again, it's Middle Tennessee. They could just give it to them. You never know. So I think with them both at 10-4, I could definitely see FIU going 2-0 this week and getting locking up that 2 seed.
Liberty fans, don't come at Eric. He loves you guys. It's just, it is what it is. FIU plays good at home. We can't help it.
Blame it on home court advantage, right?
Yeah, that has been a real thing this year on the men's and the women's side for sure. Do either of you have a different viewpoint? I'm just curious. Or y'all think that Eric's spot on with that FIU possible 2 seed?
I mean, I think, yeah, you know, I think that could definitely happen. You know, FIU's an extremely well-coached team, Jessica Burks-Wiley, and I know she's kind of, you know, in the race there for Coach of the Year. You guys can find out Monday who ultimately ends up winning that one. But, yeah, I mean, the Panthers have gotten it done this year, so I'm going to stick with them.
I will say I've been pleasantly surprised with their play this year. Jessica has done a really good job with that program and gotten them to the top of this league. And it's been a while since they've had this level of success. So I'm excited to see the growth there with her program. I am not going to, of course, I don't have a favorite. I feel like these are all family members, so we don't have favorites, right? But I definitely think, you know, the odds lie in favor of FIU in this scenario. So looking forward to seeing how it plays out this week. Tonight's going to be big and Saturday's going to be bigger. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Definitely excited about that. Eric, looking at your schedule, when is the last game played on Saturday so that people can know when to go look at the standings? Obviously, the bracket won't be released until a little bit after that, but when is our last game on Saturday that people can go and watch and just wait for all the dominoes to fall?
Right. So our last two contests both start at 2 p.m. Central Time. It'll be Sam Houston at Jack State, Liberty at WKU. Those will be the last two games on Saturday, and we'll see a bracket shortly after. Really excited to see how things play out this week. I don't even almost want to go diving into, you know, the 4 through 8 seeds right now, because, I mean, even with the two games tonight, things can, you know, change drastically. So, yeah, really looking forward to seeing how everything plays out this week. And it should be a great time in Huntsville next week.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Eric, for that deep dive into the women's side. Yes, we will not make you go through all of those 6-win teams and their possibilities and seeding placements for the rest of the week, because, like you said, it is really a toss-up there on that one. And we're not going to bore all of you with the seeding scenarios and the tiebreakers and all of that good stuff. So be tuning in on this Saturday sometime in the late afternoon or evening for the bracket release there on the women's hoop side. And if you're going to be joining us in Huntsville next week, you can expect to see some awesome basketball. So excited for that for sure. All right. Let's flip on over to the men's hoops side. Josh, we have joked about this on this podcast for several weeks now. There was at one point where the number one seed and the number nine seed in conference play was only separated by like 2.5 games. So how are things looking now with the last week of the season upon us? And just, I know that even the one seed is crazy. There's no lockup there either.
Yeah, I mean, it was looking dicey there a couple weeks ago, you know, before Sam and La Tech had gone on these win streaks that, you know, we really had no idea what it was going to look like. WKU was kind of creeping in there, and you had, yeah, a handful of teams that were just right on the cusp. But Sam and La Tech both now won 5 straight, setting up potentially one of the best mid-major games in the country tomorrow night on CBS Sports. You know, Sam Houston visiting La Tech for that second matchup after Sam Houston beat them in Huntsville, Texas, that is. And so, yeah, La Tech looking for a little revenge. You know, when you start to talk about what's at stake there, the winner of that game will clinch at least a share of the regular season title. Sam can clinch the one seed and the regular season title if they win, having that 2-0 head-to-head record against La Tech. But unfortunately for La Tech, they're going to have to, you know, maybe have a couple of sleepless nights until Saturday when they can officially wrap it up. But so, a huge, huge matchup there. You know, I'll go ahead and throw my prediction out there. I think, you know, La Tech 13-1 at home this year. You know, when you look at the makeup of their roster, probably one of the scariest, most talented teams in the conference. You know, Sam Houston plays a really, really balanced, game of basketball, but Louisiana Tech definitely has the star power with Isaiah Crawford and Daniel Bacho. I think that they kind of take care of business tomorrow. And then they've got Middle Tennessee at home on Saturday. So I'm going with them to win the league at 13-3, finish out with 7 straight wins going into the tournament. The 1-2, relatively clean compared to the rest of it, but there are still some dicey situations there depending on how that game plays out and what happens on Saturday. After that, you got the other 7 teams separated by 2.5 games. So it's really, you know, every seed is completely up for grabs from 3 to 9. WKU kind of sitting in that driver's seat for the third spot right now. They've got one game left against Liberty. After that, you've got, a few teams at 6 and 9. You've got, and then all the way down there to FIU at 5 and 9 with a couple games left. And they're kind of the linchpin here. They play UTEP and New Mexico State, who are right there in the middle of all this mess. They kind of control the cards here in where they finish, where UTEP and New Mexico State finish, kind of what some of those other tie-breaking procedures look like. So, they're definitely the most important team, I think, beyond the first two teams when you look at the men's side. But, I think what perfectly exemplifies the madness that is the men's scenario right now is the fact that if the season ended now, Middle Tennessee would be the 4 seed, but there is a very realistic potential of a 5-team tiebreak or a 5-team tie at 7 and 9, in which Middle Tennessee falls to the 8 seed. So, that just goes to show how crazy all of the results have been this year. There haven't been a lot of 2-0s and 0-2s when you look across that board, a lot of 1-1s, going back to that conversation about home court advantage and, everyone just won all their games at home. So, virtually everyone split and that's why we have all these teams, hovering around 500 right now as we get to the end of the season. So, if I kind of give my 1 through 9 right now, like I said, La Tech at the 1, Sam Houston 2, I think WKU takes care of business in their last game against Liberty, wraps up that 3 seed. Then you've got kind of an interesting situation there, 3 teams at 7 and 9 between UTEP, New Mexico State, and Middle Tennessee. I won't get into the tiebreakers there, but I think they're kind of the 3 in the middle of the pack there. And then Jack State and Liberty and FIU to kind of round it out. So.
Yeah, it's absolutely bonkers. It's so fun, though. It makes it a lot of fun. Also, I started thinking about this when you were talking, Josh. If you want to know who the real puppeteers are of this whole season, let me give you a little insight into how picking games for broadcast television works. CBS Sports Network picked this Louisiana Tech Sam Houston game before the season started. Okay, so they're the ones who magically made it so that you have two of the top seeded teams in Conference USA playing each other on Thursday night, just ready to battle it out, trying to reach that one seed. So tell me a little bit more about that game. Give me a little bit more insight into the play, the coaches. Obviously, they have all just really, I think Sam Houston probably is the biggest surprise this year, just new head coach. We weren't really sure what things were going to look like. And then obviously Louisiana Tech had a great transfer in Daniel Bacho and just some great returning players as well. Just give me a little bit of a rundown for how you think that game, obviously you gave your prediction for how it's going to play out, but what can fans expect out of that spectacle? And Cliff, you can jump in there too.
Yeah. I mean, I think like you said, Sam Houston kind of is and isn't a surprise to us. You know, I think it is just when you talk about the fact that, you know, first year in the league, they didn't know any of these opponents, you know, other than New Mexico State, who they came over from the WAC with. But yeah, a lot of new opponents. You didn't really know a lot about them. New coach. I think, you know, Chris Mudge obviously earned that job after being the assistant there for 12 years, I believe. So, you know, in his first year to succeed the way that they have, I think a lot of people, you know, may have kind of wrote him off early in the year. They played a tough non-conference schedule, but as soon as they started conference play, they were taking care of business. And that's been kind of a pillar for Sam Houston men's basketball is their success in conference play. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think they're 51-15 in conference games over the last 4 years. I mean, this has just been like, no matter where they've been, and that's, they've gone from the Southland to the WAC and now CUSA and everywhere, they just win conference games. That has been a consistent thing for them. So, but yeah, like I mentioned earlier, they play, you know, a really balanced style of play. Lamar Wilkerson's kind of leads them. But, you know, they've got a lot of guys who can chip in, a lot of guys who are rebounding the ball, distributing the ball. So it's just, you know, you're going to have your hands full trying to defend them and trying to score against them. And Louisiana Tech, you know, they play very physical with, you know, Isaiah Crawford and Daniel Baccio in that front court. Just two, you know, really talented players, and they'll, you know, Crawford can kind of do it all. He'll pick your pocket, he'll block your shots, he'll post up on you, he'll step back, take a three pointer. I mean, he's a Swiss Army knife of a basketball player, and certainly if you don't have the size, trying to go up against Daniel Baccio is no small task. So, I mean, I think you can expect a very gritty, just grinding down. You know, I don't anticipate either of those teams crossing 70 points in this game. Expect a lot of defense. And, but like I said, I just think that, you know, Louisiana Tech, they're promoting the game really well. I think they're planning on a whiteout there in Thomas Assembly Center. So, you know, expect a lot of fans there in Ruston to come out and support you know, hoping to see the confetti fall at the end of the night and for Cliff here to hand over a trophy.
It is the stage has definitely been set. I think it's the perfect scenario that you want late in the season. You're talking about an opportunity for La Tech to redeem themselves from an earlier season loss to Sam Houston, to do it at home with the regular season title on the line. I think it's going to be huge, and I think for both of those teams, they have an opportunity to kind of put their stamp on the season and go into the Rocket City with a kind of like a new focus and with a new goal, and that's getting to the NCAA tournament. So I think it's going to be a very tense and a very loud arena. I'm looking forward to the intensity there. So tune in if you guys get the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I just want to say something about Louisiana Tech for a second. I think people who don't know Conference USA basketball look at the standings right now and they're like, Louisiana Tech, like top of the standings, really? But Louisiana Tech is a good basketball team, and they have been through multiple coaches over the past 5 or 6 years. And I can't be as politically correct as Cliff. I'm kind of rooting for him a little bit. I'm rooting for both of them. You know, you got the new coach on one side, and then you got Louisiana Tech, who's been so close to like conference championships and regular season championships over the past couple of years. I mean, kind of rooting for him. Also, Isaiah Crawford is a really nice guy. So. but yeah, it's going to be a really good one on CBS Sports Network Thursday night. Definitely tune into that one. But I wanted to talk to you, Josh, for a second about Middle Tennessee. MTSU started the season like 2-6, right, in conference play, and mm-hmm. then just has been winning games and winning games that they weren't favorited in. They weren't favorites in over the last couple of weeks. What has gotten into that team, and how have they made this push towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for them, early on in the season, they lost one of their star players in Cameron Weston. He was on our preseason all-conference team. They were a preseason favorite for us. You know, I think they had a lot of talent coming back, had kind of filled some holes and really added a lot of size to that lineup. And we expected a lot of big things from them. And so to take a blow like that early in the year, and then they also lost one of their other starting forwards that kind of opened the door for Chris Loof, who's been one of the top freshmen in the league this year. So to have two gut punches like that early in the year, I think they were kind of sputtering a little bit, trying to figure out how to rotate guys and what their identity was going to look like. And they found that, Justin Porter stepped up for them immensely. And then Elias King as well, they've become, one of the most dangerous 3-point shooting teams, maybe behind Liberty. But that's been kind of their MO in the last handful of games. I think last night, one of the notes I saw is that, they've had at least 10 3-pointers made in 4 of their last 5 games. So, they're clicking at the right moment, really picking up some speed going into Huntsville. And I think, what's going to be important for them is what kind of fan turnout they get, because I believe they're the closest geographical school to Alabama, even though we have a school in Alabama.
Yes. By 2 miles or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. So if they can get some Blue Raider fans down in Huntsville, down in the Rocket City, give them an extra little boost. I definitely think they can win a game or two.
Yeah, I definitely think being in Huntsville, Alabama, the Rocket City, Alabama's Rocket City, someone clearly just pointed out to me recently, that there was a Rocket City a little bit closer to Dallas. But Rocket City, Alabama, is a lot closer from a driving distance for a lot of our programs. And I think having an opportunity to have schools drive in and have their fans be in attendance is really going to go far for our tournament. The plan is to have a lot of fans in the seats. And I think that, as we pointed out as we've talked through these standings, there's a lot of parity in our league right now. So I think that anything could happen at any given day in this tournament. So I think it's going to be a really exciting atmosphere, and you're going to have some rowdy fans in the crowd. And hopefully everybody gets the opportunity to come see us. But if not, tune in. We'll be on ESPN Plus for the majority of the tournament. And then for the men, our semis and our championships will be on CBS Sports Network. And our women's championship will be on CBS Sports Network as well. So some opportunities to view if you aren't able to catch the red eye to Huntsville.
Look at you plugging the tournament. You took the words right out of my mouth, Cliff. I love what you said. Anybody could win this tournament, especially on the men's side. But there's a lot of parity on the women's side, too. I mean, obviously, Middle Tennessee is a dominant program, but anybody can lose. Anybody can lose on any given day. So we're super excited about that going into the weekend. Josh, if you wouldn't mind telling us when your last games are being played, where people can watch, or if people can watch this weekend, and when the bracket, timeline, when you think it might come out.
Yeah. So our last game, FIU New Mexico State at 3 p.m. Central. So we've got the men have the very last game of the day. We've got one at noon with WKU Liberty, and then a couple more at 2. And yeah, wrapping up the day with FIU New Mexico State at 3. So, I didn't want to get into too much of the weeds there, but barring there's a scenario two.
Yep.
Where we've got some interesting tie-breaking scenarios that, might take us an extra step and maybe an extra day even, with the release of the final net rankings, but we're going to, fingers crossed, that we don't make it to that point, and that we're able to get something out that evening.
Yeah, to give people a little insight into what a Saturday, the last day of the regular season and hoops looks like for us, we've got a throng of people in our office watching games, watching them as they finalize, sitting there, putting people in their spaces, in the bracket, in their seatings, and going through tiebreakers, because that is inevitable, especially this year in the league. And so a lot of people think as soon as the final whistle blows for the end of the last game of the day that the bracket should come out right then. But a lot of times there's some seating scenarios that we have to work through internally to make sure that we're getting things right and we're putting people where they need to be, and then we'll release it. So we won't give you a very specific timeline on that, but just know we're working hard. We'll be working hard on Saturday afternoon to get you guys the bracket. There is one thing I can tell you, though, that does have an actual timestamp on it, and that is single session tickets. Single session tickets will go on sale at 7 p.m. on Saturday. So all session tickets have been on sale for some time now, but if you just want to go to one session, once you figure out where your team is seated, those tickets will go on sale on Ticketmaster on Saturday at 7 p.m. So be on the lookout for those for sure. Cliff, Huntsville man of the hour, who's just plugging the tournament like no other. Anything else you want to tell us about Rocket City Hoops and what people can expect there in Huntsville next week?
Being an Alabama native myself, I will say you can expect some Southern hospitality and some great basketball and some great food. So come down to the Rocket City and come by and say hi to your friends and family at Conference USA.
Yeah, for those of you who did not get to listen to our episode with Mark Russell and Joel Lamp from the city of Huntsville, we did cover our CUSA Eats portion, and they gave some recommendations. So if you're planning on being in Huntsville and you haven't gone to listen to that, go back and find that one. Go tune in for the whole episode. But if you really want the food recs, get the last 5 minutes in there. It sounds like there's plenty of options there. I'm excited to be down there next week and try out some of it.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today to go through all of this fun hoops action. You can catch a lot of games this week. There's some games tonight, Wednesday night. There's some games Thursday. There's some games Saturday. Is there a game on Friday?
No games Friday.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, I feel like there was a random game on Tuesday this week. That really threw me off. So yeah.
You can tune into some CUSA baseball and softball. We got a lot of games on ESPN Plus this week. So if you really need your CUSA cup filled, that's your opportunity on Friday.
There you go. Love it. Well, you can always go over to conferenceusa.com to check out the schedules for all of our sports. But be tuning in to our Conference USA basketball action on the men's and the women's side this weekend, because final seedings will be released this Saturday. All right, everybody. A couple of things, little housekeeping things just to get out of the way. As always, before we end out here, if you're enjoying listening to CUSA Insider, please go subscribe wherever you're listening on Apple or Spotify. Hit that follow button so you never miss a new episode. And while you're there, go ahead and give us a rating so we can know how we're doing here internally. And then also you can always follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on Instagram or X. And if you have something to say to us, you have a question, a concern, a recommendation, you can reach out to us via email at CUSAinsider@conferenceusa.com. All right, everybody. If you will be in Huntsville, we will see you live next week. And if you won't, be sure to tune in on ESPN Plus and CBS Sports Network. We will be releasing a CUSA Insider episode next Wednesday from Huntsville, by the way. So be on the lookout for that one. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.